This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A federal civil rights trial started in Denver today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on a case that could change how police respond to protests.
More than a dozen protesters signed on to the suit. They say Denver police violated their rights by using weapons like rubber bullets and tear gas to curb protests over George Floyd's death in 2020. Mark Silverstein is legal director of the ACLU of Colorado, which is representing the plaintiffs.
The correct police response is not to clear the streets or shoot pepper balls or flashbang grenades or use tear gas against everyone. Their job is to protect the rights of those who are demonstrating peacefully and legally.
DPD's lawyers are expected to argue that the officers' actions were in the interest of public safety. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
El Dorado Canyon State Park may pilot a timed entry system this summer. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission will consider the new policy during its Wednesday meeting. CPW says the number of annual visitors to the Boulder County Park has grown 90% over the past 5 years. If approved, El Dorado Canyon would be the first state park to use a timed entry system, similar to the one at Rocky Mountain National Park. This is CPR News. For Denver, a chance for snow this afternoon, with a snowstorm moving in Wednesday and likely hanging around Thursday, too. Right now in Denver, it's 30 degrees, Fruta 36, Vail 20. It's 3:06. This is CPR News.